While some local colleges are looking for ways to grow their undergraduate enrollment, others have tried to look beyond the fight for 18-year-olds by specializing in areas of high demand. As part of our week-long series, Small Colleges, Big Challenges, WBUR's Max Larkin visited two campuses of the expanding Regis College. Once a small Catholic liberal arts college for women, Regis has grown on the strength of a new calling at the intersection of care and career.
It's mid-afternoon, and student nurse Shaheel Patel is treating his first heart attack.
I don't know. I have, like, this funny feeling right in the middle of my chest.
Okay, is it painful?
Yeah.
All right, when did it start?
Patel goes expertly through a checklist, but Professor Brenda Lormill reminds him that in a health crisis, delegation is key. He turns to his classmates.
Do you want to listen to the heart sounds with me?
Sure.
Just make sure, or maybe get an EKG prepared?
Sure. All right.
This is a simulation, thank goodness. Patel is treating a high-tech mannequin. She blinks and breathes. Her heart rate really seems to spike. It's a little creepy, but this looks like real life-saving work. Patel and his classmates are on Regis's campus in Lawrence, seeking a second bachelor's degree. It's a demanding 16-month program in nursing. Brenda Lormill understands the lure of her chosen profession. She herself came to study nursing at Regis 12 years ago after a false start in business.
I detoured purposefully because my mom's a nurse, my aunt's a nurse, so I was trying to be the different person. So yeah, it was always nursing.
Today, Lormill clearly loves her work. She's a nurse practitioner on an oncology ward at Mass General, and she's teaching the subject at her alma mater. There is just no denying your vocation. Regis College's leaders learned that lesson, too. Around 2005, the small single-sex college was struggling. Given demographic and social trends, they could only expect things to get worse. And that wasn't all.
Being a focused liberal arts institution was another thing that became challenging because people were starting to look at what are the job prospects, and we didn't have many professional programs yet.
That's Antoinette Hayes. Regis has had a nursing program for decades, and Hayes, a nurse herself, was running it at the time. Together, administrators came to a revelation.
One has to be smart and not beat your head against the wall to try to continue to grow undergraduate education right now.
So in 2007, the same year Lormill came to campus, Regis went co-ed, and they also doubled down on a bet, expanding graduate education and opening a standalone nursing school, of which Hayes was the first dean. Teddy Richards may be that school's ideal student. He grew up in Liberia and Ghana, always with one particular dream.
Growing up, like, I always wanted to go to medical school and be a doctor, so that was my thing.
But as an adult in the United States, Richards balked at the years of schooling that entailed. Now nearly 30, he's adjusted his dream. He wants to become a nurse practitioner as soon as possible. Walking through campus, Richards is glad the accelerated program in Lawrence sets him up to do that, with no needless detours in the name of liberal arts.
Kids doing all these other classes that they're not really interested in. It's like, why am I doing this if I'm not going to end up using that in my work?
12 years on, Regis's bet has apparently paid off. The college's annual revenue from tuition has doubled since 2007, while the average cost for undergraduates has climbed more slowly during that time, by just 11%. Graduate and online students, who tend to pay more, now make up two-thirds of Regis's enrollment. It is now a college in name only. But it's not alone. Other small schools like Curry College and big ones like Northeastern University and UMass Boston now offer their own accelerated nursing programs. It's not clear how much longer this boom can go on.
If you want to stay working in the Commonwealth, you may need to apply on average to 60 to 70 positions before you will find an opening.
That's Judith Paré with the Massachusetts Nurses Association. She tells her own students that while there may still be a national shortage of nurses, this medical mecca is becoming an exception. There's no surer sign of Regis's second life than that Antoinette Hayes, former dean of nursing, is now the college's president. with her eye always on the working world outside.
We're very industry-driven. We want to be sure that when our students graduate, that they have employment.
Hayes is confident in where Regis is now, and that it can continue to turn out hundreds of work-ready nurses each year, in close cooperation with Greater Boston's medical establishment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.